is to us. Hold on, let me pot it down even more.
Wow.
I was trying to mock play that intro, yeah. Even though we have the home studio. Pretty yeah. sneaky, right?
Pretty sneaky.
Those at home have no idea what I'm talking about. We're recording from home.
Yeah.
Instead of our usual digs.
Correct.
Where we did a bad, bad thing that we should talk about.
But I didn't.
No, you didn't. I did, though. And typically,
Do the other recording or whatever? Because we did start to talk about it.
I did not. I'm going to... I'm going to tape it on to the end of this episode so that we can get away with like 40 minutes here.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then just shove that stuff. Let's keep it clean.
That's right.
Shove that stuff on the backside and be done with
yeah.
it. Yeah, but typically we can only play the sound effects and the computer
yeah.
when we're in the actual recording studio, and at home we haven't yet. But I got off my lazy fat ass.
Wow.
And I took the male-to-male stereo wire, ha 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 ha.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and plugged in a laptop. And so now, viola music, which I'm now going to kill. Smooth potting. It's not perfect. It's good.
Oh,
it's certainly not
gosh.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That across from me, Allison Frank.
Ooh, that's me.
In Papa's Basement is the show's website. Go there every... It's going to be Monday and Wednesday, fingers crossed, right?
I think. For
new episodes.
I gotcha.
Right now, we're kind of doing like a Tuesday, Friday, whatever the F.
That's you. That's not really me.
I really want to blame you for everything.
Right.
And blame me for nothing.
Okay.
But I might have to let you win on this one. In papasbasement.com/iTunes if you do the whole podcast subscription thing. And similarly, in papasbasement.com/Stitcher. If you use the Stitcher app, again, to get your podcasts.
Which is good.
They're both great.
Yeah.
In all truth. I subscribe to a podcast.
Yeah.
I support the little guys, so I listen to This American Life, which
okay.
has roughly 400 million subscribers. And
okay.
if they lost my listenership, they would be crushed.
Devastated.
Yeah. They really... Poor Ira. He couldn't take it. Good old... Oh, let me unplug the headphone jack, because
okay.
I swear to God... That makes for interference.
Okay.
It's a ghetto setup here.
It seems like, but it does come across nice. So
let's talk about the bad thing.
All right. Let's
other
talk
than
about
continuing
it.
To make this show and have people listen to
right.
it, which is a very
which
bad
I should
thing.
Correct, which I did mention on the 10 minutes. But for those who listened to the last episode, it was not a Woolworth Dynasty guy. It was the Bloomingdale's. I don't
oh,
know why
okay.
I kept saying Woolworths.
That is
it just stuck in my head because I'm old, because I'm 150 years old.
That is the very dirty Macklemore loves Jewish people episode.
Correct. But there is, we did talk about some other stuff. And if they want to look up that episode, it's on IDTV and it's the Woolworth guy.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, it's not. It's the Bloomingdale's guy. But
get
I kept,
it right.
I kept
what
saying.
What is wrong with you?
I know. I don't know where Woolworths comes from anyway.
So... We went into what was the live studio. There's
correct.
A live studio and a production studio at
yeah.
Fairfax County Public Access, who very kindly allows us to make Papa's Basement there.
Right.
If you're in the Fairfax area, go there. Give them money.
Yes,
they're worth it.
They
I've
are.
Always said if I ever get rich, my colleges will not get one effing dime out of me.
Right.
But everyone at Fairfax County Public Access,
yeah.
you're getting hooked up. So if they ever want to take the show off, and believe me, after last week... They'll be pushing for that.
That
fight
was
for me.
Oh, horrible. That we felt bad.
Fight for me, Jerry.
But we did the whole show. We did the whole show, and then we were getting ready to do the next
well,
one.
We did a whole show
right.
under the supposition. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yes. Supposing?
Yes.
We were told that we were not going live because
correct.
The production studio was busted, so they shoved us in the live studio.
Right.
And then they said, we have actual shows going out on automation. And we cannot
per
allow
their
you
regular
guys,
schedule.
Yeah, we cannot mm-hmm. allow you guys to go out live over that.
Right.
So we're just going to put you in the audition channel instead.
Mm.
And I checked and checked, and I was like, "Are you 100% sure?"
Right.
Because I'm going to say some things.
Right.
Are you completely sure? And Miriam, God bless her, the program director, was like, "Yeah, we're sure."
Yeah.
And I get on air and just let
well,
out.
Then you just said, this is going to be a dirty episode. And I said, but I'm here, so how can... And then you're like, I'll F it up for the both of us.
Yes.
Bang, 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 F, F, F.
Yeah, it was a lot of Fs, and I'm not...
We're taking this radio show to F town.
The bullet train.
Toot, toot.
The Concorde. The Concorde, Fsville.
You're like, it only takes one of us to make it a dirty episode,
and
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Did I prove that theorem?
And I kept saying, are you sure? Do you want to check? And you said, no, we're good.
I said, F it.
That's correct. Yeah. And then so we did the whole show.
Dirty as hell. Again, find the Macklemore Loves Jewish People episode on InPapa'sBasement.com. Yeah. Has a Jewish moneylender guy wringing his hands. One of the most offensive photographs you will ever find ever.
But it is, I mean...
I like that it's, by the way, at the top or will be near the top of the website as I search for talent representation. Do you think Jewish people are agents? Are they in show business?
I don't think so. Okay. But you're way off.
You're safe.
Way
then.
Off. Ooh. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And Miriam comes rushing in.
Right, because we were going to get ready to go into the other studio. And then we thought, well, if we had a time crunch, we could crunch it in and just stay in the studio that we were in.
Yeah, just do another 45 minutes and get two episodes done so we wouldn't have to rush on
Correct.
A Tuesday.
And then
like
she
we are.
Came in, just her face was flushed and kind of hurried, like there was a twister outside. Like, we got to get the tornado watching van on this right away. So
a little bit like Fred Willard after Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
Told off all of San Diego.
That's right. The storm chaser van. Yeah, and, I mean, she was very
and
flustered.
She relayed that the not live episode was most certainly live.
Well, what she said was, she said, I'm not sure, but we did get some complaints.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to put the pieces of, and I say complaints, like, about us. We're like, oh, I thought we were, nobody could hear us. Yeah. And she says, well, we're kind of going through just to see if you guys, but you guys may have gone out live. Yeah.
Well, don't say may, because 5 minutes later, she was like, no, you did. Or you didn't hear
that? No, we didn't. Because then when we went back in the office and we talked to her later, I said, are you sure it was us? And she's like, yeah. And I said, how much of the show went out? And she said the first 15 minutes.
Oh, was it only the first 15?
Yeah, but that was like super. You were like, F city, F bomb, F train.
Oh, that was enough to sink a station like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, because it was just F diggity. I mean, you were just.
My pop hit. 1990.
Yeah, and so she said. But then I just think about who's actually listening, and I just think, you know, you see some old guy at home with his Pepperidge Farm chess shortbread cookies. And
I picture, yeah, an old guy in a trucker's hat depicting the ship that he served on.
That's right, because it's also on his arm.
Yeah.
A couple anchors. It's retired Popeye.
A lot of people going, I didn't fight. I didn't kill the Nips. For this to go out.
But they're just at home with their Meals on Wheels with their cat. And they're like, oh, the F train just comes barreling through their television set.
Big wet kiss on the face from the F train.
Oh, my goodness. Poor old people.
Yeah, they don't have much. And then they heard that.
But then we really did feel bad. And then we tried to record after that. And you just couldn't get in your group.
I was shaken.
Yeah, we really felt bad.
We're going to air those 10 minutes.
But that's why we said you should donate to them, because they are so accommodating. And every time we go there,
take donations. If they did, I'd give it to them.
Don't they? How can they not? Public access.
I think they just get tax stuff. Actually.
Oh really?
I could be wrong.
Oh.
I want to give them money. Don't get me wrong. After all they have put up with from me.
I mean, everyone is so super sweet.
Like, this is a channel.
Us.
Think about it. This is a channel. Where the show before me, back when I had my Saturday slot, was a chick talking about taking on HOAs. That's it. She just hates HOAs.
Yeah.
Sue Bartholomew, not Sue, like I thought for 16 years. Actual S-H-U Bartholomew. How is that a name? I don't know.
Yeah.
But is it Shoe Betcha? Yes, that happened. After me. Is good old Squire doing Night Train Memories, an oldies show.
Oh, my. I do like the oldies, though.
He's fine. He's actually a pretty good DJ. Yeah. You know what these two people have in common that donut me on either side of me? They don't threaten the FCC license of the station.
No.
Do you know how much BS Miriam has had to go through with people like trying to revoke the station license because of this show?
I don't know. I mean, it's
like
probably...
Stern without any press whatsoever. And I make no revenue for them. I'm just all the headaches.
But she is super sweet. And she said it was totally not our fault and we shouldn't sweat it. But really, John felt really pretty bad.
I was shaken.
Yeah.
Because I know what that stuff going out even accidentally means for a station.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I got a business call.
All right.
Nothing. I was about to snap a photo of where the show ended.
Okay.
Where I went to take a call, but then it occurred to me there would be 60 seconds of silence where I marched off. And unless I'm an idiot, I'll be able to find those very, very flat sound waves. So hopefully we didn't sink Fairfax County Public Access.
No, I hope not. But even for myself, I'm out of the loop because I've said several times.
You didn't do anything.
Well, not only that, but I was like, hey, are you really sure?
I was at the time.
But on air, you didn't sound like it. I mean, you were horsing around making jokes that you weren't sure.
Yeah.
And so I think that that will probably...
Well, that was kind of funny at the time, but I very, very much figured they cracked the code because they know what goes out on the show, especially when I'm like, this is pre-recorded. And like, what I tell them is that I'll bleep it and put it on air. They don't know that there's some shows so dirty, I just don't touch it. I'm like, I'm not putting that on public access.
Yeah.
Why? So people can hear Morse code?
Yeah, a lot of bleepity bleeps, correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just put that past us. But if you were wondering, you'll hear the very, very shaken John Papagiorgio in a segment at the end of this episode yet again. Do you have any Memorial Day stories, anything? I feel we should do that before we do the...
I know. I did hear something about the Teen Mom she was talking about.
Which? There's like 10 of them, right?
With the Farrah one.
That's the one that took it in the pooper.
Correct.
I know that one. Farrah Abraham. All Jewish, too.
Yeah. Well, apparently I overheard that she was saying something about, remember this Memorial Day for the memories. That's what Memorial Day is for, to remember things. That's what you celebrate, Mama.
Here's to the nights I'll never remember with the friends I'll never forget. That kind of.
And people were like, is she serious? No, I don't know. That's just somebody heard it and then I heard it. So it was broadcast or whatever. So.
No, just look it up on your phone.
You look it up.
We both have phones right next to us. All right. Is this a draw of laziness?
Yes.
It's like we each have remotes. You change the channel.
I did
no,
a cookout.
You.
My neighbors are getting ready to move. And so I did a cookout on Sunday.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up Farrah Abraham, backdoor Teen Mom. No.
Yeah, for Memorial Day.
You type in her name, the second hit is Farrah Abraham backdoor. Nice.
Yeah.
And that's on the very clean Apple search, too. Okay. Farrah Abraham Memorial. God, I hope we come back with dip. Oh, no. Okay. Farrah Abraham wants you to remember your memories.
For Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
In memory.
There she is making the duckiest of duck faces.
Oh, my.
You know the worst thing? I'd still plug her in a heartbeat.
No, I think she's attractive, but they were saying like she's had a lot of work done.
Oh, look at this face, you think?
Yeah, I mean.
She's like one of your Instagram selfies. She looks about that real. She's had a ton of work, and she's lithe and all that stuff. She has a good figure, not a great dome piece, but you'd still crush it.
Why? She looks fine.
I don't like it, man.
Why?
I just don't. Rubs me the wrong way.
You mean like this one?
I don't want to. Yes. I actually thought that was a photo of her at first, except with cans. All right. Stop. I don't want to see photos of you. That's creepy.
Why? I'm fully clothed.
You are, but still. It's like your mom. Like, do you think your dad will get hard looking at these photos?
Will he?
No, I don't. My dad's very rigored. He's been hard for 13 years now.
He's
like a 2x4 at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have big plans for Memorial Day weekend? If so, and you have room for one more, may I suggest including former Teen Mom Farrah Abraham in whatever you do? She clearly has some downtime on her calendar. Why else would she be uploading Keek videos from her? What is Keek?
Keek or Kick?
Keek. K-E-E-K.
I don't know.
I know is what Keek is. Keek is the sexting app.
But... Is Keek the one that's supposed to be like Skype or something, or supposed to be like FaceTime or something, or no?
I don't know. She's talking about Memorial Day and saying dumb stuff.
Yeah, she's not very bright.
No.
Yeah.
It's always funny to me because the whole Jewish stereotype is they're very bright.
Yeah.
I always love it when you just encountered a dim-wittish, you know, dim-witted but good-looking Jew broad. You're like, oh, okay. I'm glad all stereotypes lie shattered
like,
now.
Like a couple of Asians and like, I have three bananas and you have two oranges. I don't know.
I'm just horrible with numbers.
I just know I'm hungry.
Where's my rap music?
Oh, my.
Okay. My family, she was talking about remembrance. I guess her baby daddy died in a car accident. That's her story. And
correct.
Why she's not a pump
I guess.
For having a kid at that age. So she
that's
goes
horrible.
On about that and then continues. My family's getting older, and that's just kind of sad. What?
That's dumb.
Do you want to have them like the dwarfism or whatever? They get the little sausage fingers? No, it's good they get older. And don't forget the other memories you need to remember this Memorial Day month. Memorial Day month.
To remember May. Wow. In the last week of May.
Enjoy your weekend, she wraps up with. She got that right.
I like to remember my whole month of May and look forward to it. Yeah.
Well, I saw a lot of that on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of people, including super fan of Papa's Basement, Brenda.
You're going to have like Breast Cancer Awareness Month at the end of the month.
Day.
Happy Month Day.
I like Month Day.
That's what her t-shirts say. I like Month Day. Farrah Abraham.
We need to start that. If we had any sort of promotion behind us and any sort of audience.
I like Month Day.
We would just start cranking Month Day t-shirts.
That's
and they would
right.
be hot sellers.
Correct.
Instead, maybe one person will tweet about Month Day. And by one, I mean absolutely no one.
Hashtag Month Day.
But here, you can correct this for me. Brenda Bren. Good
right.
old at Brenda Bren on Twitter.
Right.
She was going on and on about how Memorial Day and Veterans Day are different. And why are you laughing? To me, they're all Dead Soldier Day, right? Or like, I guess what? One is living. One is you didn't make it back, and one is you did. Like, I'm guessing from the names, now that the fact a difference
yeah.
exists between
yeah.
the two, is that it? One of these is you salute the guy who took the bullet, and the other guy who dodged it is Veterans Day. When do I get 20% off at Shoney's? Which one is that?
That's Sweetheart's Day. For your golden anniversary.
That was my all-time... I'm not a big prankster. That was my all-time great prank.
What's that?
On a broad.
Why?
Well, first was I didn't come inside you. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
Gross.
That's always hilarious. But second, one time I was taking out this chick, and she wouldn't shut up about how much she wanted to go to... Not Golden Corral. That's the dirty buffet.
It's nasty.
Sweetwater Tavern.
I like Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Everyone likes Sweetwater.
Yeah.
She wouldn't shut up about how much she liked it. I'm like, okay, we're going to a really yummy place. And I pick her up and I drive her a couple miles down the road. I'm like, all right, close your eyes. And I pull over into a Shoney's parking lot.
Gross.
And we look up and, you know, she sees Shoney Bear and just like all color drains from her face. I'm like, I know it's not Golden Corral, but this place means a lot to me. I have a lot of happy family memories. And I should have exited the relationship right there.
Yeah.
It was a two-week pumping. I like how I'm like, this was a girlfriend, a relationship.
Yeah.
She's a chick I barebacked like 7 times in 10 days
and
didn't hear from again. And she lost her S on me.
Oh, really?
Oh, she was not.
Kudos
she's
to
like,
her.
Are you effing kidding me?
I actually
You're
wouldn't.
Taking me to a Shoney's. Who would? Even if a guy takes you to an Essel, smile and eat and then leave immediately and never talk to him again.
I mean, you still have a story, but I'm not one to lose my cool even when things go really, really wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, I could pull up on a date and someone could go in and rob a bank and I'd be like, oh, well, like I wouldn't be flipping out and stuff. That's just not my style.
Keep talking for about 10 seconds. I'm writing down the outline of what we've done so far.
But Farrah Abraham, she just did this other show, too. I saw clips of it. I didn't actually watch the program. But the couples...
Who was piping her in that one?
Actually, whoever was doing it didn't show up to the couples therapy, so she was in couples therapy by herself.
That is pathetic. That is sadder than singles therapy, where you just sit there.
I just saw the clips. I don't even know what channel it comes on, but... And they were like, how can she be in couples therapy? Like, we're all couples, but she's not. And it was...
It blows my mind that people get addicted to that fame for the sake of fame stuff. Because she's done nothing. Like, she looked good taking a dick.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
I watched a little bit. I really...
But he's the famous guy. He's like... He's
James
like,
Dean. I really hate watching him. I really abhor anyone who tries to be all intellectual about porn.
Why is he? I think, doesn't he just scrump on it? I mean, but he's done a lot. Like, he's a porn star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, he's the biggest male draw by far. Like, he's the only male porn star I know by name. There's him and then, like, that blonde guy with the ponytail who used to bang Jill Kelly in 92.
The ponytail guy. Yeah.
Ponytail guy. Leaves his socks on. Oh, no. There's also Rocco Siffredi, who made chicks rim him all the time. That was his
move.
Gross. Yeah. I can't. I absolutely cannot stand to watch that.
But I think when you talk to guys, that's one thing they don't care for, really.
I think, to me,
yeah,
it's one of those, don't mess with it, because once you do, it's never going to end. Like, I don't
the
ever explore
story
the back door.
Started on my anus.
Yeah, I never explore butthole pleasures, to quote 40-year-old virgin, because it seems like it's just, it'll keep escalating and escalating and escalating. Like, you know, you tickle yourself a bit while you're climaxing, you're like, that wasn't bad. And next thing you know, you're knuckle deep in it. And then, like, a month down the line, you got a hairbrush in there just ramming your prostate.
Till it comes down.
Yeah, like a miner picking out a chunk of stubborn ore.
You gotta pull it around in a wagon.
Just smashing that mother effer. So I don't touch it.
I mean, maybe you don't, but I know chicks have just, you know, they just swan dive in there for some guys, and guys are like, I'd rather you didn't.
Some guys love it, though. No one in my immediate company admits to it. Like, yeah. I don't have a single friend who's like, boy, I tell you, there aren't enough fingers on one hand to give me what I need. But I know I listen to Opie and Anthony religiously, yeah. And Jim Norton doesn't shut the F up about, like, he'll have chicks put on a strap on and wail on him from behind.
Yeah, but he had, like...
Well, he's nuts. I love him, but when it comes to sexuality, he's in a weird place.
Yeah.
Like, he loves, if you've ever seen, what is it? God, is it called Backdoor to China? There's a lot of backdoor.
Gross.
Backdoor in a lot of these titles. It might be Backdoor to China, where China, the WWE chick, gets plowed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And
no,
he's like,
she did porn?
Oh, she did real porn, man.
Before she was China or after?
Oh, well after she washed out.
Really?
She was like, screw it. And she got DP'd even.
What?
I mean, she took a hardcore
Is
wailing.
Is that true?
Oh, I've seen the video. I mean, you can find samples everywhere of that one.
Oh,
here,
I didn't
I'll,
know that.
I'll put it on. Let me see if it is Backdoor to China.
I did not know that. That's pretty disgusting. But aren't there other things that you could do? Like, why not just, you know, translate your celebrity? Like, even if you had a lemonade stand, you're like China's lemonade stand. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to make a living.
Well, I mean, it was pretty baller of her because it completely sank any sort of like, oh, I'm going to come back to the WWE on any friendly terms whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, these are shots.
That's not good.
Here, hit back. You can actually find the Vivid video link.
That's terrible.
Is your safe search on or something?
I don't know.
Let's see. China and her Vienna sausage clitoris.
No.
Oh, it's bad. That's what I was bringing up for. Yeah, okay. Here she is getting smashed. You don't like it?
She looks fine there.
She looks way better than she did. I think she stopped lifting for like 5 years and her muscle went a little soft.
She kind of had that Brett Butler.
Yeah. God. I'm on the Vivid page.
Just no, that's released. That's my computer too. Now look at
you. Mimi and Nikki. As a white dude, I'm just saying this. Yeah. I'll watch black dude piping white chick. And I'll certainly watch white dude piping black chick.
Right.
But black dude piping black chick, I have zero interest in. Same with Asian chick getting pumped by Asian dude.
Oh, who wants to see that?
Horrific.
Awful.
Horrific. Although,
I mean, they're acting like they don't want it and they don't have anything to really give it to them anyhow.
I don't like any of that ultra Asian porn. Like, what's her name? Asia Akira? Asa Akira? I don't know. That broad, London Keys. They're like Asian chicks, but they're born and bred over here. So that's fine. I really don't get off on the whole like, whimpering crap.
It's not cool.
Stop acting like you're getting punished by a 4.5 incher.
Yeah.
Do not like.
But maybe that's what kind of makes them feel more masculine, because then they're just going to take it, you know.
Sugurua!
Yeah.
But they don't really have anything.
Tonkohura!
Yeah, and then she's just like,
We're gonna storm the city walls with toothpicks. Ugh, you're in for it.
Them and the tentacles.
Yeah. Ugh, actually, now listen to this. I finished The Tudors. You know, I was talking about The Tudors.
That show you'd compulsively watch every time you're
here.
Well,
it was so good. But then the last, like, three episodes were terrible. In the last two episodes, they had him age 150 years.
No kidding.
Because they just wanted to wrap. I mean, he died when he was, like, 54 or 55.
I've heard that's how Weeds ends.
Yeah,
like, the last episode is they're all in the future.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was like, here he's got his last wife, his sixth wife, and they just got married, and he still
looks
okay.
Wasn't he all fat in real life?
But that's how he died. Yeah, that's.
I thought he was like fat the whole time, though.
No, they said he was very, very handsome.
Really, in the day.
Yeah, he was. He was known for.
So, like, we see pictures of Henry VIII, and it's like
his last one. And they did do a part on that where they showed him getting his portrait done, and he was like, "No dice."
So it'd be like if we only had pictures of fat Elvis. You're saying
correct? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but they just. I guess 55 is like the medieval 170.
Sorry. The catchphrase on the back door to China tape. From kicking ass to taking it up the ass.
That's dumb.
Good old Vivid. I wish I could write for him. I think I can certainly top that.
That's horrible.
I'd at least spell kicking properly. K-I-C-K apostrophe E-N.
No.
That sounds like something KFC
like
sells.
Chicken, yeah.
All right, Roxy, get down. Sorry, my cat is climbing around.
Yeah.
And you guys will hear no noise of it, but we just have a cat on the table between us. Oh,
yeah.
Now she's sitting.
Yeah.
Fine. Get comfortable. Just don't stalk around.
Yeah.
Like everything's new. You've been on this table 100,000 times.
Now she just lays down.
Cross the wires. Now she wants a belly rub. I'll take a picture of this. What the hell?
Oh,
it's
goodness
making me
gracious.
Laugh.
Yeah, so I didn't really like the way The Tudors ended. I mean, they kind of had to wrap it up because he did die young, but I mean, they should have just left it a younger story. I don't know if they weren't going to carry it all the way through.
There. You can pre-approve these photos. I'll send them to you.
All right.
You can let me know if any are up to your standards.
Probably not.
No, of course not. Using your smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Which is what?
Which is that Elliot Roger. There we go.
Okay.
Did you hear about this at all?
Nope. I don't hear news.
You hate it.
I don't hate it. I mean, if I come by something, kind of like the Farrah Abraham thing or whatever, it's little snippets here and there. Or
you're like, wait, we circumnavigated the globe?
Like when my neighbor comes over to tell me Miley Cyrus is a whore. You know, that's how I get my
The
news.
Ravages of polio are no more? As you turn to your mother and her iron lung. We'll fix you yet.
Oh, my. Well...
Nah, this is the latest spree killer. I don't even know what they call these little twats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a 22-year-old out of, I guess, Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And he, like, I don't pay a ton of attention to these losers.
Yeah.
But the dudes who get off on venerating, like, Dylan Klebold and whoever the other Colorado guy was, and then Sung Hook Fook or whoever shot up Virginia Tech. I don't know.
Ka-kong.
My name brand of ignorance and racism in one fell swoop. I don't know who. I guess there's like a subcult of teens that don't get puss.
Yeah.
That venerate these dudes.
Okay.
And they're like, they showed everyone who's boss. The guy, that, you know, the dude who shot up the movie theater, Joker guy, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the latest. This dude. He was 22.
Yeah.
I guess his old man was like a rich director type.
Okay.
I mean, he's filming his little manifesto from behind the wheel of a BMW.
Oh, my.
And he's bitching that he's 22 and a virgin. We'll play the tape.
Okay.
But he releases this manifesto the next day, I think, kills three laborers on his dad's property. So, again, not hurting for money.
Yeah, but just three workers?
Yeah, three workers. Like three guys doing the plumbing or the lawn or something.
That's horrible.
He kills them.
So how is he going to teach everybody a lesson? Like, what lesson is that? You just, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
lesson was taught.
Yeah, my maid was making me a sandwich and I shot her in the back.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, yeah.
This will teach
the whole
you,
world's listening.
This will teach you to empty a J-trap on the Rogers property.
That's horrible.
It was very, very bad.
Yeah.
So he goes berserk. He kills three workers. And then he was really focused against the guys who were getting some sniz.
Oh.
That's the cool way to call it.
Okay.
According to, I believe, American Dad. Can I kill the cat that's behind me?
Oh, they're making tearing a up nest? The whole bookshelf. Yeah.
Little bitch. Okay. He then marches into sorority and kills the chicks who aren't laying him. I think he tried to kill some guys, you know.
Cause... Oh, so we did kill beyond that.
Oh, yeah. He got up to 7 total. And then I don't know if that includes himself, because I think he ends up then driving around crashing the car into people.
What?
Yeah.
So there were 7 deaths, but several other injured, or what?
I guess. I don't pay a ton of attention. I know I'm breaking this, quote unquote. I'm mentioning this story like a week after it happened.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it's news to me.
Yeah. He hurt a lot of people and then I think crashed his car and shot himself.
Did he kill himself?
He killed himself.
Okay.
He is no moss.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well,
I have to shut this damn China thing. Okay. I'm just, it's her looking at the camera.
Yeah, and that's on my laptop.
Ash is getting donged. Okay, fine. We'll play it since you pushed for it. Come on. Nice. Out come the jugs.
Oh, my. Yikes.
I guess she's off the roids because her clit looks like strangely normal now.
Oh, I didn't see
all right,
that.
I have to shut that off. I can't take that. Shut up, cat. No one wants to hear from you. Hold on. Let me go hide the dumb cat.
Okay. It's pretty bad. All that's going to come down in like an avalanche. All
right. Oh, yeah, I got to talk for a second. Roxy, get down. God damn it. Ah. Go. There.
I thought you could just kill that part there.
No, we're going to leave it in.
Oh. Okay, that's why I wasn't talking.
Nah, as long as me screaming at the cat came through, that was compelling radio right there.
Oh, I got it.
Get out of here, God damn it! Stop looking at me. Make me feel guilty for grabbing you. Go, go, go.
No, they think you want to play now.
Yeah, because I wasn't actually beating her. It looked like I was just waving a toy in front of her.
Yeah.
So, first of all, take a look at this kid. All
right.
He bitches about being unattractive. Now, that is the douchiest pose you'll ever see.
Yeah.
By the way, we're on YouTube. We looked up Elliot Rodgers Retribution.
Okay.
If you just type in Elliot Rodgers, I want to say there's 10 copies of this video out there now.
Okay.
And I hope people are essy enough to have monetized it.
Yeah.
Like, I want a 30-second ad for HostGator before we cut to this killer's quote-unquote manifesto.
I gotcha.
So I watched this. This was the big news, that he killed all these people and he put out a video. And we get this insight into the mind of a killer.
Oh,
and by the way, you don't need any insight. He's got some screws loose and he's a piece of S.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Well, that's why people say that. That drives me crazy. And I always bring up like that book by Woody Allen where he with the play Death. And there's this maniac going around killing everybody. And then Woody Allen has a confrontation with him, Woody Allen's character or whatever, Kleinman. And he runs into the maniac and he said, hey, you're not going to kill me, are you? And he's like, oh, yeah, I am. And he goes, but why? Like, I thought we were pals. We were just chit-chatting and everything. I know you've been killing everybody around, but like, aren't you going to just let me go? Aren't we cool? And he goes, no, I'm a maniac. Like, I don't need a reason. Like, that is my reason.
I'm bat-ass nuts.
And that's why, you know, why do alcoholics do, you know, well, they were under the influence or they've got a couple screws loose or whatever, you know. You can't just try to rationalize someone's, you know.
Yeah, truly. And really that is why I have a problem with a lot of psychiatry.
Yeah.
They can't give a straight answer
as
to why this guy did that.
Yeah.
I used to be a psych major. And you know, the only stuff that I ever found fascinating was what was chemical.
Yeah.
Where it was like, okay, you give them this chemical and their neurons fire this way. I'm like, that's hard science.
Yeah.
And if you snap your fingers and then slap someone 2 seconds later, eventually you just do, and they'll flinch as if they're getting snapped. There's conditioning. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm watching a lot of Frasier lately. It's just all this Freudian wanking. I'm just like, this is such pretentious BS.
Yeah. Where do you get Frasier? On Netflix?
Netflix. Oh, yeah. God. I've been watching it with the girlfriend.
I just started some Parks and Rec. It's got a couple zingers in there.
That was maybe our first show that we watched.
But it's nice
because
every episode lasts about 16 minutes or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wow, that's great.
What is wrong with television nowadays? Yeah. It's pathetic.
But I watched 30 Rock, and it seems like the episodes last longer.
It's down to, I believe, 22 minutes out of 30.
Yeah.
And that's counting, like, that's on Netflix. Yeah. So you're talking, what, a 45, 30-second intro?
Yeah.
Minute outro. So it's really 20 minutes of content.
Yeah.
And that Paul Lynde, yeah. I found his Halloween special the other day, and I really couldn't sit through much. It was just butt-awful.
Mm.
If you want to be thoroughly unentertained, Google Paul Lynde Halloween special.
All right.
And it was, Christ, 54 minutes, 53, ugh. Or I'll look it up right now. I got a magic computer box in front of me.
Yeah.
YouTube.com. Pad for a second, damn you.
I can't. Oh, my. I saw you put a clip up, but I didn't see what it was about.
Oh, it was the full number.
Yeah.
It had Kiss. Back when Kiss was like menacing and stuff. Okay, it's a little over 50 minutes long.
Ugh.
You're talking since 76.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do my mathies right here. What, almost 40 years?
Okay.
You're talking we've lost 6 minutes of content per hour. 6 minutes and change.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, so I watched a few of them last night. But they were just like zip, zip, zip right along. So I finished season one. I had started.
Oh, Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Parks and Rec, I think season one was like a 6 or 8 episode trial. That one was very,
sure.
Very fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm on season two.
No, watch it. It's okay. I actually haven't finished the current season. I heard it had, speaking of going to the future or whatever, yeah. I think it had one of those endings.
Yeah.
Always a sign of desperation.
It's bad. I don't know when you have to kind of reach for it like that. I don't know.
I mean, if you're
but I think the Tudors was great, but those last two episodes where he just from like the last episode was like 9 and 10, and like episode 9 he's like he looks like he's 70, and then the last one he looks like he's a big fat 110, and you're just like, you know, they try to bulk him up because
how
the
far
actor
in the
is
future
so
though is he like flying around in a car?
No, because he
the
dies,
land speeder from Star Wars.
He dies at the age of 55, but in I guess medieval 55 is equivalent to 107.
You're a mummy at that point. You're yeah. Tutankhamun.
And they put all these age spots all over.
They have never... in
my dad doesn't have that now.
In the history of movies, they have never successfully made
yeah.
anyone look old. They simply... they cannot make the flesh
yeah.
look like it has come loose from its moorings, from the skull, from the collagen. They try to put old stuff
yeah.
on top of it.
Yeah.
But
and
they're
with
still...
them, they did try to, like with your laugh lines here, I think they kind of gave him deeper laugh lines.
Oh, they take
lines
like
to...
black chalk to draw those in.
Yeah. To make it look like he had... because he gained... they said he was a size 54 when he died, I think.
Henry
really? VIII, yeah.
So a Kentucky just... medium.
That's correct. But it wasn't his leg ulcer that killed him. It was just massive overeating. They think he had a heart attack.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Just backed up the works.
Just, yeah, just killed himself. And then his successor. But he had the following monarchs after that were his two daughters, and they are like the most known from that dynasty, from the Tudor dynasty, because it was Bloody Mary, and then it was Elizabeth.
Did she invent the pad?
She invented.
Did she get up from the throne and everyone was just like, ah.
She invented the burn everybody. So they would turn back to Catholicism. Yeah.
No
but
kidding.
It didn't work. Yeah. That's what she, when she, because her mother was Catholic, and then Henry VIII is the one that did separation of church and state. And then she.
Yeah, because he wanted to bang some strange.
Yes. And so then. The daughter stayed strict Catholic like the mother did, and so when she came to the throne, then she just killed everybody who wasn't Catholic.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you had any Protestant paraphernalia or thought anything that was different than Catholicism, then you were burned.
Man, religion is just
and
bad.
So that's when she got the term Bloody Mary. And then her sister followed her, and she was known as the light of the century or something, because she was the opposite, I guess.
I'm just happy that today we kill each other over things that matter, like the team you're a fan of.
Or this guy. What did he? What was his reason, his manifesto?
Oh, we have like a full episode already, actually. We can just toss Elliot Rodgers to the next episode.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be completely, even to the people listening.
Well, it's like to be continued.
I put it out.
Like when the Fonz jumps the shark. We're like, yes. Does he make it? We don't know. Or when the Duke boys are about to go off the cliff.
Listen to the next episode. We're going to record it like 5 minutes from now. It'll be all about Elliot Rodgers and his retribution.
Yeah.
It's the douchiest thing you'll ever hear.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so bad. Wow. It sounds exactly like you expect a 22-year-old trying to sound cool.
Oh, it's terrible.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
It is so bad.
Yeah.
And he's pissing and moaning.
Well, that's good. I mean, he's gone now, so.
He's like, I'm 22 and I've never known a woman. I've never even had a kiss. I'm like, first of all, way to sound cool, dude. Can't you lie? You're about to kill everyone and your every secret dies with you.
Yeah, I got more tail than your toilet
seat.
Yeah.
I got AIDS from having sex with all these South African models bareback. And that's why I'm killing myself. That sounds a little better.
Yeah, or you just banged all your neighbors. I mean, they're not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or whatever.
We'll analyze it in a bit, but oh, it drove me nuts. My first ass was at 21. I got a blowjob in an 88 Ford Tempo, and then she spat out the window and ate a Tootsie Roll.
She did?
She did, yeah. No, she spat it out and then popped one in my mouth. Your second treat.
What's wrong with that? You got a chick who does that and has Scooby snacks.
That would have been awesome. Are you kidding me? Rooks?
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, it gets better. I have treats.
I would never want my penis not in a mouth if that was my first blowjob.
Oh, gosh.
Any instant my dick was out of a mouth, I would be screaming, "Con!" that style. All right, let's wrap this one up so we can tag that little turd.
Okay.
That little abortion we did of the other episode onto the end of this.
All right.
This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio again. Allison Frank across from me.
Yes, that's
you
me.
Want to tweet or Instagram us, and why wouldn't you? We're so active and
just absolutely
charisma pouring out of our asses, really.
That's true.
If I have to say it all classy-like.
Yes.
You go to at Papa's Basement for me and for her over there. It's at Allison Frank, Allison Frank.
Yeah.
The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. I write there as well as posting every episode we do. It's all there.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to take me down for copyright infringement, just find some old ones where I play songs that I don't have a license to. Tee-hee-hee.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Don't do that, please. I shouldn't have said that at all. InPapasBasement.com/iTunes if you do the whole iTunes podcast thing. And if you want to subscribe via the very cool Stitcher app, InPapasBasement.com/Stitcher. I try to keep it simple. And Facebook, I post silly pictures there. Who doesn't like a good silly picture? Facebook.com/PapasBasement. I guess that's it. Allison, we are out.
All right. Toodles doodles.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way. Glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
I don't feel so good, Allison. Oh, wait. Now your mic's on.
Oh, not good at all.
No, I felt rally bad.
Not good.
Nicht gut.
No. Bad.
There's a chance that the dirty stuff we said went out on the air when we were explicitly told that it
would. I didn't say anything dirty. I didn't say anything dirty that wasn't aired on TV. Like, I just saw that on a regular TV station. So the story that I shared was clean.
No, I was the dirty. I was the dirty birdie.
Yeah, and then they got calls to the station because our show was going out live.
I hope that wasn't the case. I hope that, oh my God, if that was the case. Because there's a little thing called the FCC that,
that would be terrible.
I don't feel so good.
No, bad.
We were broadcasting in a studio that is the Air Studio. I guess if you heard the previous episode, you know what we're talking about. And we were told it would not be live on air, and there's a chance it was. So you might be listening to the last thing we ever record. And
I hope not.
Yeah, that's not so good. Anyhow, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
Hi.
InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website. If you do the iTunes thing, InPapa'sBasement.com/iTunes. And if you do Stitcher, it is /Stitcher instead. All the show's episodes can be found at the website, and I think iTunes and Stitcher carry like the last 10 or so. You want to tweet me at Papa's Basement, tweet her, it's at Allison Frank, AllisNFrank.
Sounds good.
I am, oh, Allison.
Sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
Dude, that is not good.
Oh, sorry, darling. But I didn't do it. You did it to yourself.
No, you did it. You said, say the F. And you kept poking me.
No, that's not true. Oh, my. Sorry, darling.
You were, just in case, you were here to hear that they said it wasn't live on air. In case this ever goes legal.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's true.
All right.
That's what they said.
Okay. Thank God. All right.
She said it should have just been looped in. She should have looped over, rather. You know,
and that's Maryam Shah for legal purposes.
Oh, my. I have to clarify. It was not the Woolworth fortune guy.
What?
So people who listened to the last episode, it was not Woolworth. It was Bloomingdale's.
Bloomies.
Yeah, because I knew it was not something. Woolworth's, I don't know why that came to my mind, because I'm 100 years old. That's why. I'll be okay. Like, remember going to the soda shop and getting the pharmacist making your.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, so, yeah, it was the Bloomingdale guy. I just looked it up. I couldn't find it, but yeah. Alfred Bloomingdale.
Well, now.
And his aspiring teen model, Vicky Morgan, go into a sadomasochistic underworld.
Spell Vicky Morgan for me.
V-I-C-K-I-M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And Alfred Bloomingdale. So here I keep saying Woolworth over and over, but it's actually
born in 52. She'd be old as dog ass.
Well, it was the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah.
This was happening now.
No, she was a teenager then.
Oh, she turned out fug.
Oh, did she? I didn't see her as an adult. They showed pictures of her when they first met. Oh. Bloomingdale, you should look him up. He is frightening. His face looks like he was just melted on. Like, it was just, even when they first met, and they showed pictures
That's
with him
all right.
and Ronald Reagan. Ugh. Let me see. What do you have right there?
Okay, it looks pretty bad there.
Let me see. Can I see?
He looks like those chicks that get surgery to look like cats. But a dude.
Look at that mug.
All right,
he's
got
a Tony Robbins.
No, I'll tell you exactly who he looks like. Clancy Brown.
Maybe. Yeah.
Exactly like a really old Clancy Brown.
Yeah, and you like to beat chicks with belts.
There. Am I right? Did I win?
You are so good.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's an ugly, ugly Clancy Brown. Not the handsome Kurgan era.
Why did I say Woolworth? Yeah, I knew it was something that was still in business. Yeah, that's why it didn't seem like it set right. It's Bloomingdale. Yeah.
Okay.
So now they got that whole story. So, yeah, it's just terrible about the thing. I mean, Miriam just came in here and told us that, our show was going out. And
she thinks it might have. Shut up. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Stop jinxing it. I didn't have to do the dirty one.
I kept saying, let's just keep it clean. No.
It's all.
And you were like,
fault.
I can make up enough F bombs for the both of us. I wear like my badge of honor.
Now I can't even focus on this show. If I sunk the damn station, I would regret that for 3 to 5 hours.
I mean, this is when soccer moms are at home with their kids, leaving the cable on, trying
old
to get
people. Leave. F the soccer moms. It's the old people that do all the complaining.
Yeah, while they're just quilting or at their...
Or doing whatever it is they do when they're home at my house.
The spindle of a spinning wheel.
That was a reference to Mother.
Aw. She's just at home petting the cats.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's sickening. That's terrible.
This is like,
that makes me so glad I don't swear. So you
this
never
is
have
like
to take me out.
When you ejaculate inside a chick and right. you're like, you're going to take care of that, right? And she's like, I don't believe in that. And you're just like, oh. And your tummy goes immediately so sour. You can actually feel your soul sinking into your feet. You're just like, what? What did you say?
Oh, my.
Plan B isn't an abortion. And they give you the que sera, sera. Oh.
Not good.
Nicht gut. So not good.
No, not at all. Very bad.
Oh, man. I had a couple fun links.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to... Did you give all of our...
Do you like how smooth I am this episode? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. My heart is not in this one.
But did you give them all of your how to find everybody?
I did. Yeah. Oh, okay. Didn't you hear it?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Neither did they. If my own co-hostess can't be bothered to give an F.
Miriam just walked out of here with like her heart in her hands.
Yeah.
And her back of her pants was ballooned up with poop.
I don't know about that second part.
I mean, she's just... fretting, you know, I would be too.
Yeah.
If your mouth is going out live for all the elderly people,
that wouldn't have been
choking
so good.
On their Meals on Wheels.
Like we
talking
got
about sex scandals gone bad.
We got in some ends. We're talking about the Jewish.
I mean, I
might have said the other F word.
Oh my! Well, so what do you got on the roster?
I think we even covered the Asians. Only the Native Americans made it unscathed through that episode.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Just don't make me do that again.
That's not me. That's not my style, so.
Found a great link. It's about the words and phrases that other states Google the most.
Okay.
So, for example.
Yeah.
We're looking at what Alabama more than any other state.
Why?
This is,
why not Rhode
this
Island?
Is what they have to grab.
Okay.
This is what they have in their hands.
That's the midwifery
state. This is their
state.
Claim.
So it should be like uterus.
Alabama.
Yeah. Midwifery.
Alabama is about what you think it would be.
Baby daddy.
We're going to go down a list.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Actually, you can guess.
Okay.
I don't see. I wanted to construct a bit around this.
Oh, sorry.
Damn it.
How to cook squirrel. Squirrel recipes.
For example, Alabama, Fox News,
okay.
God,
Omar.
Impeach Obama, Jesus,
yes.
Jessica Simpson, Obama's the Antichrist, Polka,
oh.
and Satan.
Oh. Okay, so they need a lot of Jesus because they're making a lot of babies.
Alaska.
Okay.
Here's another example.
All right.
We're going to play a couple, just guess a couple states. I'm trying
how to
make
cook
this
salmon.
Fun. This is great. This is such great content, and I'm just plowing through it.
All right.
Because I sank the station, Allison.
I hope you didn't, but your mouth is terrible. I mean, you've got a mouth that'll make sailors blush. So it's just not good. And then you tell yourself that, and then you're like, oh, yeah, you think that was bad? Well, look what I can do. You don't need to top yourself, John.
Alaska.
Okay.
Well, if you had to guess something.
Yeah.
Searched by Alaskans more than anyone else.
How to cook salmon. How to bury your husband at sea.
Make
it look like
an
accident.
You're an innocent woman.
I don't know.
Alaska has adult friend finder.
Oh, my. Oh, they're actually, their dating pool is very small there.
Yeah.
So they need help. They need the internet to find
there's
mates.
One person per 100 square miles, I think.
Yeah, it's something crazy like that.
AR-15.
Yeah.
Then the solution to that population sparsity, bestiality.
Gross.
Bird watching. Couch surfing, mail order bride, pool tabs. I don't even know what a pool tab is. Is it pool tab grenade? I don't know. And Sarah Palin.
Oh, all right.
So let's jump around.
Okay. Where's Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Rhode Island has, oh, this is pretty, this is pretty good.
Oh, no. Okay.
Andre the Giant.
That's all my cousins right there. Every single one. So that's accurate.
Beer pong.
That's all my cousins as well.
Blumpkins.
That's my cousins too. That's great.
How to roll a blunt.
This is, they should just come to the 4th of July. This actually is very accurate. Yeah.
And MSNBC.
Yep, that's us. That's perfect.
Virginia.
Okay.
What do we have to, what would you guess for Virginia? Because I want to say the North is going to outweigh the idiots in the South who aren't even plugged in.
That's too funny. I mean, about Rhode Island. I mean, that's really all my family. I mean, that's, if I showed that to my family, they go, yeah, what?
Like, I would say there has to be something for the loneliness here, the urban loneliness. But yeah. I guess we're like any city.
Did you already cheat?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Virginia, Barney and Friends, the Black Eyed Peas,
yeah,
Che Guevara, Evolution, Farmville, and Shakira.
Farmville.
That makes me want to move. Rap selection right there.
It makes me want to leave. Yeah.
Oh, District of Columbia. I guess this will be all political, right? Political and food stamps. Congressional investigation, lobbyist job, CIA, Hillary Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Republican Party, Democratic Party. That one was simple. Let's see what else is funny. Connecticut, Dave Matthews Band, Hearing Voices, Pepperidge Farms, Wu-Tang Clan.
Pepperidge Farms?
Why does it sound like an air raid siren is going off?
This means we should hit the deck. They're coming for us because of your filthy mouth. That is really weird.
I want to cry.
What is that noise? Sounds like we're being an air raid, yeah.
Oh, we just need to leave the studio quickly.
Yeah.
Arkansas. Atkins diet, end of days, lap band surgery, learn to read, and Walmart jobs. So they are illiterate, fat, and unemployed in Arkansas. I like the Deep South ones more than anything. Let's find a couple more.
Oh, my. South Carolina.
New Mexico. That's not the South, but it's close enough for our purposes. Frito Pie, Juggalos, Peyote, and UFO. I'm sure they're not talking about the band.
Oh, my.
I am so unfocused. We need to leave quickly. Yeah. Let's just, we'll call it an end to this segment. I don't know. What is that sound?
I have no idea.
It sounds like an alarm for the
arrival
of the
four horsemen of the apocalypse. Look up South Carolina because I lived there for a while.
Okay. South Carolina.
It's got to be horrible. It's pretty bad. It's a wasteland. It's like one big farm there.
The Benghazi attack, golf, Hootie and the Blowfish, and nudist colony.
What? Really?
This is a good one.
That makes it
sound
like
South Dakota has a Nickelback.
Oh, they should hang themselves.
Pennsylvania. Back shaving, beer, competitive eating, Eagles, the band, freedom, furries, heroin, jello wrestling, Madden NFL, malt liquor, married with children, MLB, NHL. Hold on, I took off my glasses and can no longer read. Oh, God. This is a bad one, Allison.
Yeah.
Stick with the rest of the episode, people. I'm going to try to redeem it. Okay. Online dating, oxycodone, partying, Taylor Swift, and what is ketchup? I guess because of Heinz Field. Yeah. I don't really know. Let's call this one done.
All right, darling.
I want to leave so quickly.
Before the police arrive.
Yeah. I'm going to finish the rest of the episode later.
Okay, darling.
All right.